the one question that was written down here, which was regarding the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and basically, and that's how I put it in the email, is this a new law that now defines sin as a believer? And I know we've talked about that a lot on these calls, and we've kind of, there's so many laws of different things, it seems, at least in the New Testament, that Paul talks about, James talks about, and that are kind of throughout. And so I'm just kind of curious to get your thoughts on this specifically. What are your thoughts there on that?
Well, the law of sin and death appears to be referring back to Romans 7:21. It says, I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. So this is what I would see as the law of sin and death and this carnal nature. And so the law of the spirit of life, which is no longer we who live, is now Messiah living in us by his spirit. And that's going to free me from this condition, because by faith I reckon myself to be dead and Messiah to be alive in me. And so I don't have this if I walk by faith, this nature that is wanting to do evil. If I choose not to walk by faith, then I'll continue to have that constantly there. But if I believe that I died and Messiah is alive in me, then this sin does not have power over me. I am free from its grip, and also death's grip I am freed from. And the law of Yahweh itself is the standard. And he says, I see in verse 22, he delights in the law of Elohim. But there's this other law in his members. Different law than the law of Elohim, warring against the law of his mind. And so that's the law of sin and death that's warring against him. Verse 23. And it's different than the law of Elohim itself. So in the law of Elohim itself cannot free us from sin, cannot free us from death, cannot free us from condemnation. It can only stand to condemn us. So it's weak. And what it couldn't do, Messiah has done. And so it could not free me from this other law that's in our members, warring against the law of our minds, in verse 20. Yahshua has done that, the law of the spirit of life. This word law means teaching. The word means teaching. So this teaching of the spirit of life in Messiah Yahshua frees me from this other law in my members, bringing me into captivity, law of sin, which is in my members. See in verse 23, a law of sin. Where is it? Is it on tablets of stone? Is it in Genesis, Deuteronomy? No, it's in my members. That's where it resides. So the law of sin and death is not the Torah. It is this thing in our members that is driving us to disobedience. And Messiah has freed us from that because we are dead and Messiah is alive in us. So I think that what the disciples were doing was, as part of the good news, this is what the good news is, that we are dead. The law's demand for our death has been satisfied, so therefore we're no longer condemned, and the Messiah is now alive in us, thereby giving us the power to overcome sin. Whereas apart from him, we are unable to overcome sin. So when we face a temptation to do wrong, we can look at that sin and say, no, you don't have any power over me. Because I'm free from that. I'm dead to that. Yeshua has made me free from that. What is the actual temptation? The temptation is to break the law. So if there was some other thing happening, if the law was no longer to be followed, then the temptation wouldn't be even there. It would be some other thing that... So if you keep on reading, though, he says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak to the flesh, Elohim did by sending his own son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So the righteous requirements the law gives, is still a righteous requirement, is fulfilled in us if we don't walk according to the flesh, we choose to walk according to the Spirit. What's the difference between one who walks according to the flesh and according to the Spirit? He answers the question. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Elohim, for it is not subject to the law of Elohim, nor indeed can be. So if I am spiritually minded, I know the law is spiritual. I am carnal. If I'm spiritually minded, especially now that I am set free from this law of sin and death in my members, I'm going to be subject to his law. I will not be one who is imprisoned by transgression of the law. I will be one who is now subject to the law, because now I am spiritually minded. So that's how I see Romans 7 and 8 interacting with each other. And it, for me, further verifies that a spirit-filled man will do exactly what Ezekiel 36:27 predicted, and that is, he says, I will put my spirit within you, I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments, and you will do them. So, that's what I see there.
Ernie? Does anybody have any comments on that, or questions, or thoughts about that? One thing that stood out to me here just recently was that verse, chapter 8, verse 8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And I was convicted a few months ago just myself that it's like a discipline. We have to walk in the Spirit. It's like a daily thing. And just like, we work our salvation with fear and trembling. It's not okay just to kind of go about our day in the flesh, you know what I mean? Even if we're not doing any gross sins, we can't please God that way. We have to, seems to me that we have to be diligent about seeking the things of him and walking in the Spirit and those things.
And he says, you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. And so the flesh we have been set free from by the Spirit. Spirit is freeing us. Spirit of Yahweh, Spirit of Messiah, is freeing us from this flesh. And that's the recurring pattern there in Romans 7 and 8, is just freeing us from this law within our members, that this body of death. And so who will deliver us from the body of death?
How does it free us?
Because we die through him, and we are no longer alive. It's he who is in us.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you rationalize when you're, not walking In other words, how do you determine you're not walking in the flesh, but you're walking in the spirit? How do you make that determination?
You said in Romans 7:8-7 that if I'm of the flesh, then I will be carnally minded, and I will be not subject to the law. So if I'm not being subject to the law, then I'm choosing to walk according to the flesh. If I'm walking according to the law, then I am choosing to walk by faith and walk in the Spirit. And that's a choice that we all have. And
So the question that I have regarding that then is, is a believer at liberty to choose to pick and choose what part of the law that he can keep or observe or not observe? Do we have that liberty?
I think we have the liberty to learn and grow as the Spirit leads us to greater and greater things. In other words, we shouldn't intentionally look at something and say, well, you know, I'm saved by grace, I'll do what I want. Whether it's written in the book of Matthew or written in the book of Leviticus. But at the same time, we have the grace to grow and learn obedience at a pace that we can bear, unlike what the Pharisees were trying to do. Throw a yoke on them they couldn't bear. Messiah says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. So we grow and we learn, and we, even in the book of Proverbs, as the path of the just is as a shining sun, which shines ever brighter to the perfect day. The way in which we walk is progressive, and we grow in more and more understanding, more and more light with what we understand. So, and the more we're walking according to the law of Elohim, the more we're walking in the Spirit.